欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。欢迎关注微信公众号安夏说英语，一起来聊聊很多年轻人都有的一些焦虑和困惑。今天分享到的是第二个困惑， Lying about your age for the first time， 第一次在年龄上撒谎。Although you might have been worried about aging since you graduated from college, most of us don't start to really dread our birthdays until the mid to late 20s. If you just found yourself lying about your age for the first time, pre-30s,Against maybe kicking in. 即使你从大学毕业后就开始担心衰老的问题，但我们中的大多数还是在25岁之后开始真正感受到过生日的压力。如果你发现自己开始在年龄上撒谎的话，那么或许你已经患上了30岁综合症。Questioning the value of pastAchievements， 开始怀疑过往的成就是否有价值。For some women, the insecurity of a pre-30 crisis involves doubting their past accomplishments. The wins at work and the personal victories that you were once proud of might not seem to amount of much.When you are focusing on the ways that your life has fallen short of your own definition of success. 有些女性的30岁综合症会表现在对过往成就的怀疑上，过去在工作中获得的成功以及个人的一些成就，这些原本引以为傲的荣誉看起来并不是生活的重心。你开始对成功的定义有了迷茫。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。